Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and this is season 5, episode 110 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, or we begin our study really of this week. Apologies for the couple of episodes missed last week. A number of various things happening again last week, which caused that to happen. But today, we're going to just dive into this new week, make a fresh start in May the 22nd to May the 28th, in Joseph Smith, Matthew 1, Matthew chapter 24 to 25, Mark 12 to 13, and Luke 21. So here, there, and everywhere, really, looking at the second coming of the Messiah. And what's interesting, of course, is that in this period where the Saviour is teaching about this, this is the Holy Week. So this is the week where we know that the Saviour's first coming, in terms of his mortal ministry, is coming to a close. And how much the Saviour knew about that, we're not 100% sure. He knew it would happen, of course, but did he know it would be that exact week, possibly? And so perhaps this may link to why. Well, I'm sure he did, actually. So this is probably why he starts teaching about this, to prepare not just his disciples, but all of his disciples, not just his disciples at the time, but all of us as his disciples, to prepare for when he comes again. So the one thing that I want to do with this is just have a look at the... there's a number of verses that I recommended to study in terms of the prophecies about the second coming and how they can help us face the future with faith. So I want to look in Joseph Smith, Matthew 1, 21 to 37. And what we'll do is we'll kind of jump into the other sections just to pick up some highlights as well. Because there's a lot here. There's a lot. So we're not going to get through everything this week. But what is interesting is how the Saviour begins in verse 21. And this is where we'll begin. Like I say, we'll start in verse 21 of Matthew, Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, or Joseph Smith, Matthew. But of course, we'll just have to miss a few things out and pick up some highlights that I studied as I went through. So in verse 21, it says, "Behold, these things I have spoken unto you concerning the Jews." And again, "After the tribulation of those days which shall come upon Jerusalem, if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe him not. For in those days there shall also arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if possible they shall deceive the very elect, who are the elect according to the covenant." So this is interesting because we know that, you know, multiple times throughout man's history since the Saviour's resurrection and ascension, that there have been individuals or groups that have pointed to the Saviour and said, well, either pointed to themselves and said that they are the Christ, or that Christ will be coming in, you know, this year or at this time. And the Saviour is telling us that to not listen to them, that if someone tries to predict or to foretell as a prophet or a false prophet, basically, that this is when it will happen because of this reason, then we should probably not listen to them, that the Saviour will come. But he won't come at a time that we expect. Of course, we have the likening it to him coming as a thief in the night, and the time no man knoweth. And so, President M. Russell Ballard gave a talk where he addressed this and spoke about how, you know, he doesn't know the time, and the Quorum of 12 don't know. And so, if they don't know, then respectfully, let's just presume that we don't know. So I think that is an important point here to make, that we should avoid listening or entertaining those thoughts or ideas. Not because, you know, we're not allowed to look forward to the Saviour's coming. And actually, by the end of our study today and tomorrow, I hope to kind of get across from reading these scriptures that this is something that we shouldn't be fearing. The second coming is something which I used to fear very much so. because I felt that I wasn't ready. You know, if the Saviour was to come tomorrow, am I ready? We always kind of reflect on that question. And I think for many of us, the definition of being ready, in inverted commas, may be different to what the Saviour means here. When we say ready, we don't mean perfect. We don't mean, you know, we've got rid of every challenge or difficulty that we're struggling with, any trial or tribulation or temptation that we suffer through. It means that we've got rid of it because, well, then we would be perfect, and none of us are. So it doesn't mean to be ready in that sense, but to be ready, it is a sign that we are keeping, we have made covenants with Him, that we are striving to keep those covenants. And when we do fall down, because we do all fall down, we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, repent, and move forward again. And so I think that is important to remember as well about this idea of being ready for the second coming, because it can be a triggering or a fearful discussion for some people. And I've heard many people say about how they hope it's not too soon because, you know, they need to sort X out, or because they don't feel ready. So I think that's an important point to make before we continue on. But then we go on and we hear in verse 28, wars and rumours of wars. And in verse 29, behold, I speak for mine elect's sake, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. So we have all the prophecies about the second coming that we know about. And in verse 31, of course, we have the kind of calamities and the big things that are spoken about. But we also have in verse 31, and again, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come, or the destruction of the wicked. And of course, this was a translation or a new translation given by Joseph Smith, what I'm reading from here. And so I think we need to remember that the saints at the time of the prophet Joseph Smith thought that this meant, you know, very soon the second coming was going to happen. Well, here we are almost 200 years later, after the restoration of this gospel, and, you know, the Saviour is not here yet, at least as far as I know. And so it's a reminder to us again as well that we need to focus on the day-to-day living lives that we live, and not worry too much about when the second coming arrives. I mean, obviously, you know, we can hope that it's going to be soon, so then that the Saviour will be here. And also, what's important to remember as well is that even if the second coming does not come in our lifetimes, there will be a coming of the Saviour into our lives, whether that be through His second coming or whether that be through the end of our mortal lives. So it's important that we prepare ourselves for whatever reason, whether it is because, you know, these events of the second coming will take place in our lifetime or not. And it's fascinating that, you know, we kind of sometimes get ourselves worked up about when it's going to be, when the Saviour Himself has not said when the second coming is. So it's something to reflect on, really, as we move forward. I'm going to pause there because of the time, and then we'll finish off looking at the Joseph Smith Matthew section and a couple of bits from the other sections as well, looking at the second coming and how we prepare for it and how we can look to it in faith and not fear. So thank you very much for listening today. Hope you've enjoyed the study, and until we meet again.